T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Don't forget, if you ever miss an episode, you can always visit knssradio.com. You'll find a link to podcasts of all our episodes there. Make sure you like and share the John Whitmer Show on Facebook. And, of course, follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. That's the best way to stay informed on all the latest show updates. Though the mainstream media doesn't seem to want to report it, the Biden administration is making critical race theory our official state ideology. For example, the Department of Education has proposed prioritizing grants for schools that use critical race theory. And President Biden signed into law a loan forgiveness program that can be used by any farmer, except, of course, those who are white, because, well, you know, white people, we don't need extra, you know, money or anything from the government. Joining us now to discuss the dangers of critical race theory is Mike Gonzalez. He's a senior fellow in Heritage's Allison Center for Foreign Policy. Mike, thank you for joining us this evening. Nice to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Oh, it's entirely my pleasure. It's my honor to be on here with you and your listeners. Thanks for having me.
No, it's nice to have you back. I've been wanting to talk about, you know, CRT. It's fortunately, knock wood, right now we don't have too much of a strong push for it here in the Wichita area, but I know it's creeping its way into schools all across the country. And the essence of this, you know, CRT malarkey comes down to the core belief of many on the left that essentially America is a fundamentally racist country filled with, quote, you know, systemic racism built on, you know, white privilege, and that it therefore must be deconstructed from the ground up and rebuilt, right? That's basically what they believe.
That is really, if you're going, I mean, it encompasses many things, but that is the core belief. Obviously, you touched there at the end. You touched on it, because what they want to do is they want regime change. They want to change the American regime. They want to take the most successful, the most the freest, most prosperous country in the world today and in history, and turn it upside down, change everything. They say there's systemic racism because they seek to change the system. When you say that there is systemic, institutional, or structural racism, then the logical thing to do is to change the system, the structure, and the institutions. And we have to gain perspective here in America, because far too many people, far too many good people, far too many good Americans have had their feelings manipulated. Now, that is, let me just make very clear, very, very, very shortly, briefly, are we perfect? No, we're not perfect. Nothing man makes is going to be perfect. Are we good? Yeah, we're very good. People come here from all over the world. Let's think before we remake everything.
Right. Well, and this isn't about acknowledging, you know, our nation's history, warts and all. This isn't about recognizing, yeah, we had slavery in our past, and we've had, you know, putting the Japanese in concentration camps, or, you know, not concentration camps, but, you know, the camps during World War II, things like that. We have those things in our history, But this is, they're teaching white children. They're taught that that they perpetuate racism, whatever their feelings. Black children are taught that love of reading and writing and the use of reason are elements of white culture and are therefore bad. And all children are taught that America is a hideous place and therefore must be essentially deconstructed. I mean, that's what they're teaching. White kids are bad. Black children shouldn't read and write and shouldn't, you know, try and improve themselves through the American system. We must have a new system.
Imagine anything more hideous than to tell a little black child that they shouldn't even attempt to succeed in America because success is impossible. This is a form of child abuse. This is crippling to anybody. This is the opposite of what we should be teaching young children of any color. We're returning to color-conscious policies, by the way, something we had left behind when Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act. We have, but the good thing, there's some good news here, is that we're seeing Americans rise up against this. Americans don't want this. Americans are rejecting this, which is why you're seeing all these bills going up in the different states.
Right. Well, and here's the thing, though. If you disagree with this critical race theory framework, you're by default a racist. You're called a racist. And the sad part is this is happening in the workplace, too, isn't it, Maya? I mean, it's creeping its way now into corporate America as well.
It's happening everywhere. It's happening in our schools. This is a form of child abuse. It's happening in the workplace. It's a form of, workplace harassment. It's happening on the corporate boards with corporations, embracing woke ideology. But here's the very dangerous thing. It's happening in the military. Men and women who should be taught about how to win macro wars, in other words, world wars, are being instructed on microaggressions, are being indoctrinated. They want to indoctrinate the military the same way Hugo Chavez indoctrinated the Venezuelan military.
We're talking with Mike Gonzalez. He's a senior fellow in Heritage's Allison Center for Foreign Policy. You know, you brought up the federal government. I know that it's kind of creeping its way into the federal government, which is really should be really surprising because the origins of this date back. I mean, it's really founded in Marxist ideology. Critical race theory has explicitly Marxist objectives, including abolishing the free market. Advocates of critical race theory advance the idea that capitalism is inherently racist, that true programs of eradicating racism will also be essentially anti-capitalist by their very nature, because the whole essential preface of this is a redistribution of wealth. It really is an anti-capitalistic and pro-Marxist rationale, isn't it?
Well, all of them, everybody involved here, either the theorists or the practitioners, hate capitalism. They say capitalism is bad because it's essentially racist, and
right.
is because it doesn't like the way it distributes resources. And some of them, many of them, are actually quite open about the fact that they are Marxists, that they find Marxist analysis of the economy fascinating. Well, Angela Harris believes this, Derek Bell, who's really the godfather of critical race theory, believes this. Critical race theory, obviously, is a branch of critical theory, which is much older. It goes back to the 30s. Critical theory was established by Marxists in Germany, and they came to Columbia University. And the missing link here between the two of them is critical legal theory. Many of the critical race theorists were involved. They were all lawyers, law professors, and they were all first in critical legal theory. But they found that critical legal theory did not emphasize race enough. And for critical race theory, race is everything. Sorry for the boring, long explanation. Short explanation, yes, they're all Marxists.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. You've got a bunch of, educational elitists that are pushing this forward. And, the interesting thing here is that clever language is an important part of critical race theory. And it its advocates are careful to use code words because they don't want to be honest. If they were honest about what they were pushing, people could understand it and, of course, would be turned off by it. Critical race theory, therefore, speaks, you know, frequently about things like, you know, quote unquote, equity. But linguistically, equity, you know, even though it's close to equality, in real world application, the pursuit of equity, you know, really equates to equal outcomes, not equality of access, which is people don't necessarily understand that. But when you look at, you know, equal access and equality of, you know, everybody having an equal shot, for example, at the American dream, we all support that idea. But what they're really pushing is a redistribution of wealth, not equal access. Look, I want everybody to have the opportunity to achieve the American dream. But if you're sitting on your derriere, you're not going to get it. What they want to be able to do is take from the wealthy and give to the poor. That's socialism, right?
Right. They've taken this very legitimate word, equity, which is a very good word, as you said, is almost the same thing as equality. And they have made it the functional opposite of
right.
equality.
Yeah.
Under equity, the government distributes resources and opportunity differently. And here's the thing, depending on your race.
Yeah.
So the government is going to make decisions on Americans depending on what race they are. We have been there before. It does not end well. It ends very badly. The government should have colorblind policy. But that's not what they want. And you're right. What they want to do is equal outcomes. And they want the government to be the one that is the arbiter and the government to be involved in redistributing outcomes. This is completely Marxist.
Yeah, it's the very definition of not equitable and certainly not fair. Thank you for joining us this evening. We've shared your recent Daily Signal article on this topic on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. But if they want to read it or other of your articles, they can visit dailysignal.com or heritage.org, correct?
John, I have a book that I published in July that's really on this.
Oh, great.
I was ahead of the curve. It's called The Plot to Change America. It's selling on Amazon, The Plot to Change America, How Identity Politics is Dividing the Land of the Free. And people can see, as they read through the chapters, how this is done, why, and by whom.
Mike, thank you for sharing that. They can find that again on Amazon and others of your work as well on heritage.org and the Daily Signal. Brother, thank you for joining us tonight. Carry on the fight, my friend.
Thank you, John.
This, folks, this is why it's so important that we make sure we get out and we vote. We support candidates for school board races. Coming up, former CDC advisor Dr. Roger Klein will join us to explain why the Wuhan Institute of Virology has become the likely origin point of the COVID-19 outbreak. And don't forget, we'll be taking your calls coming up at 7:45. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.